From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The suburbs around New York City need more electricity. To get it there, the Regional Power Authority, called the New York Regional Interconnect, or NYRI, wants to build a huge new power line. The state doesn't want it. But as David Chinatry reports, there may be little it can do, since Congress gave the federal government the authority to site power lines.
Sherbourne, New York, population 1,500, is the kind of place where houses have porches and people sit on them. It has two traffic lights, one of them blinking, a Civil War monument, and right next to it a church with a spire 70 feet high, the tallest thing in town.
Hey, Warren, how you doing?
Walking along Main Street, Mayor Bill Acey is preoccupied with what's not there, at least not yet.
Look to the west right here, you'll see the power line. That's all you're going to see. It'll be like a wall to the west.
High-voltage transmission wires would be carried along pylons about 125 feet high, almost twice as high as that church spire. The line would run right through the village. The mayor says it will ruin the view of the picturesque Shenango Valley, but that's not his only concern.
What will it do to the tax revenue of the village if people leave and want to move away from a power line?
The power line would take 1,200 megawatts of electricity from upstate New York and deliver it to the suburbs of New York City. Analysts say at peak use, the grid gets so congested, it's difficult to move enough power downstate to meet the demand. NYRI's project manager Bill May likens the transmission constraints to a heart patient with clogged arteries.
Doctors, put in another bypass in order to relieve the blockage and allow the rest of the patient to operate more efficiently. That's exactly what this project does.
Without some sort of changes, the problem will only get worse. Downstate demand is expected to grow about 2% a year, leaving the region without enough backup capacity within 5 years. But the NYRI solution has generated a storm of angry opposition from citizens and local officials. The line would follow a railroad right-of-way for almost 200 miles through the Shenango and Delaware River valleys. It would also divide one of the nicer neighborhoods in Utica, a struggling city of 65,000. But the opposition is not all about the view. Brian O'Shaughnessy is the CEO of Revere Copper Products in nearby Rome, New York, the largest consumer of electricity in the area. He's concerned because the line will mean higher bills upstate because of the loss of all that power.
It would be very troublesome for Revere, and it may well cause Revere to fail. It's a big enough number to cause us to fail.
Many people here thought the battle had already been won. Siting transmission lines has always been up to the states, and almost all New York politicians are opposed to the project. This is where Congress comes in. 2 years ago, it gave the federal government authority to overrule the states and approve lines in so-called national interest electric transmission corridors. Larry Makovich is an analyst with Cambridge Energy Research Associates. He says the law was designed to keep individual states from blocking what are essentially regional electrical systems.
There's been a lot of economic payoff to interconnecting and making our transmission networks bigger and bigger. So they are now well beyond the scope of most states.
But that line is not playing well with many state officials, especially after the Department of Energy proposed a huge national interest corridor running all the way from Virginia to upstate New York. Governors from several East Coast states have come out against the plan, and a bipartisan group of congressmen is trying to block it. Representative Michael R. Curie's district includes much of the NYRI route.
The federal government making proposals is not a bad thing. It's the forcing it down the throats of states is the problem.
Opponents of the plan say demand for electricity should be reduced. They want to do that through conservation. And any shortfalls, they say, should be met by increased generation downstate, closer to New York City. But Bill May says the line will pay dividends upstate as well.
It empowers a great deal of development and use of renewable energies, and it curtails our energy, it increases energy independence from our foreign sources of carbon-based fuels.
With a reliable route to the big markets, May claims NYRI will lead to more upstate wind farms and the economic benefits that go with them. For NPR News, I'm David Chinatry.